Hey, Kids Creek family. This is Sarah, and welcome back to our family Christmas devotional. A few minutes to fill your home or car with hope and remind you that God is with us. Today is our final day in this devotional series, and we're ending with something we can all use every single day. Our words. I'm going to read from Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6 from the International Children's Bible. Be wise in the way you act with people who are not believers. Use your time in the best way you can. When you talk, you should always be kind and wise. Then you will be able to answer everyone in the way you should. Have you ever heard someone say, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me"? People used to say that when someone said something mean. But here's the thing. That's not really true, is it? Words hurt. They can hurt so badly. Sometimes they can sting more than a scraped knee or a bruise. Maybe someone has said something that made you feel sad, left out, hurt, or embarrassed. That's because words have power. They can break hearts or help heal them. That's why God reminds us to use our words with grace and wisdom. Grace means giving kindness even when someone doesn't really deserve it. Kind of like how God forgives and loves us no matter what. And wisdom means thinking before we speak. Asking, will this help or will this hurt? God wants our words to sound like His love, full of hope, kindness, and gentleness. When we talk with kindness, people notice. They want to listen. They want to know more about the Jesus we love. So the next time you're about to speak, whether it's to a friend, a teacher, your sibling, your parents, pause and remember, God is with us. Let His love in your heart shape what comes out of your mouth. When our hearts remember God with us, our mouths share hope with kindness. That's how we show the world who Jesus is, through words that lift up, heal, and shine His light. Will you pray with me one last time? Lord, make our words wise and gracious. Let people taste your love. Thank you for always staying with us. Amen. Okay, you know what's next. Before we finish up, let's talk about what we heard today. You know when we can talk about it. We can talk about it now, around the table, while we're eating lunch or dinner. In the car, or before you go to bed. How did you use sweet words today? What's a tasty way to say something true and kind? Here's your big reminder. Remember, God is with us always. Thanks for joining us for our Christmas journey. Remember, keep shining His light every day.